This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Mee, and you're listening to the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. Today, here on the Community Matters program, we're talking with Amy Ritzel from the Alzheimer's Association, and we are going to be learning about the Walk to End Alzheimer's here in Warren County that's going to be coming up in a little less than a month. So, Amy, thank you for taking some time today to be able to talk to me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate it. I really am glad that we could be able to talk today, because when we think about Alzheimer's and we think about dementia, I know that I have people that have been affected by that in my family. So what I would like to kind of learn about with this is, can you tell us a little bit about how dementia works and how it kind of affects people?
Alzheimer's disease and dementia are unfortunately neurological diseases, and it takes memories away, essentially, to the point where people don't know necessarily who they are or who you are or where they are or what month, day, year it is. So basically, you are losing your loved one every day slowly until they're really just a shallow former self of theirs.
Wow. That's really something that is tragic for families to have to endure and to have to learn to live with and deal with as that whole process kind of, you know, unfolds. And with that being said, I understand the goal of the Alzheimer's Association is to try to raise money to help come up with cures and prevention, because I understand right now Alzheimer's is, you know, one of the very few diseases that people get that there really isn't a known cure for right now, right?
Correct. There is not a cure, unfortunately, at this time. We did just get a promising treatment that the FDA approved, full formal approval in June, I believe. And so that is a drug that can be given to early onset patients, obviously through the care of their doctors and closely monitored. But it is showing promising results in giving people more cognitive time with their loved ones. So our goal is to fund research and hopefully one day have a cure for this devastating disease.
Absolutely. You've got a really good point with that. Now, with that being said, what I kind of wanted to learn a little bit more about as far as this goes is, when we talk about research, what are some of the things that, you know, they're trying to research in relation to that? I know that they're looking at different, you know, new drugs that are available, and I'm wondering, are there other treatment options that they're looking at, or are there other things that have been tried?
They've been doing research for a number of years, so a lot of other things have been tried. Fortunately, they're starting to see some things that are working better than others. All research really is good research, because whether or not it propels forward towards a treatment, or you learn that this is not something that's going to work or help, once you piece it all together, it's like a big puzzle, right? And so it's really good to have research. Our research, it looks at various things from your lifestyle to, you know, how your cells are interacting, whether things are hereditary, you know, if you have markers to potentially get the disease in the future within your families, all of those different things. I'm not a researcher. I'm not a scientist, so I can't really speak to all of the things that they're looking at, though.
When you talk about some of those things, it is pretty interesting to get an idea and get a look at some of those, you know, thought processes behind it, because really, like you mentioned with that, not only is it research in different chemicals and drugs that could be used to try to combat the effects of it, but also to try to identify earlier when the onset could be happening and, you know, some of the different things that could trigger the onset. So I think that that is really important work that's being done. Now, with that being said, I understand that there is this upcoming Alzheimer's Walk, the Walk to End Alzheimer's here in Warren County. And what I kind of wanted to ask about this is, how are people able to get involved with this? Because I understand it's going to be coming up September 16th. 16th.
It is. It's September 16th. We have it at Betts Park. Registration starts at 9 a.m. Although most registration is done online these days, we do have a registration period. So you can actually go to our website and register online there. You can register a team, or if you have friends or family that already have a team, you could become a participant of their team. Everyone's welcome, obviously, pets included. It is a pet-friendly walk, so bring your furry friends out as well. And, you know, if you can't walk, that's fine. We have plenty of teams that are already signed up. If you go to our website, you can also make a donation online.
Oh, wow. Perfect. So it seems like there are a lot of really great opportunities that people can get involved with this event. And what I wanted to kind of ask about with this is, so how far is the walk? How far do you guys walk through Betts Park?
We do a loop. So we start at the picnic pavilion and we walk around the, I believe it's the river. Yeah. I'm not from Warren, so I'm not familiar with all of those things. But yes, we walk along the river and back to the pavilion. So it's just one loop. Some people do choose to do two loops, which is fine. It's really about the ceremony and the camaraderie that we have at the walk. So we have a Promise Garden ceremony for the walk to end Alzheimer's. Flowers represent different groups of people in the organization and who support the organization. So we have orange flowers that represent people who advocate for the disease and who are just, you know, very passionate about not wanting to see people affected by this. We have purple flowers who represent people who we've lost to Alzheimer's disease. We have yellow flowers that represent those caring for people who are currently living with these diseases. And we also have a blue flower, and those represent people who are currently living with the disease themselves. So everyone gets a flower when they come to the event. We have Sharpies at the event, and people can write names on their flowers and things like that. And we have an area where they can physically plant those flowers while they walk, or they can walk with the flowers. They're actually like a pinmail, so they move when you walk. So that's some people cool. Just like to walk with them, and then everyone gets to take those flowers home and plant them in their own gardens.
Wow, that is really nice. And honestly, it's a really great opportunity for you to just have those reminders and those symbols of just all of the different ways that this disease can impact people and have an effect on different people's lives. Now, in relation to that, what I wanted to ask about in talking about some of these things are, what are some of the early onset signs that people see or notice when they're dealing with or seeing a family member that is starting to come down with Alzheimer's? Or is that even the right way to describe it?
Yeah, so we do have brochures that talk about the 10 warning signs. I'm not well versed in all of them, but some of the things that I've heard through talking with people who are currently caregivers, or even people who have early onset Alzheimer's or dementia themselves, they'll be driving and all of a sudden they won't know where they are. And they're in a place that they've been a million times before, but for some reason they just don't know where they are at this particular moment in time. People tend to get more forgetful, just common everyday things. Not that we all aren't forgetful sometimes, but it seems that the forgetfulness is a little bit more short-term memory issues and different things like that. But at the walk, we will have information about the association. We have brochures on the 10 warning signs, some brochures that really talk about understanding Alzheimer's and dementia. These are all going to be available for people. So if you're wondering, if you don't know, there are going to be materials that you can take home with you. Also, if you go to ALZ.org, there's all kinds of information on our Alzheimer's Association website about the warning signs, where you can learn more, how you can get in touch with people to learn more. So I would encourage you to do that as well.
Awesome. And that is ALZ.org?
Yes.
Okay.
On the Alzheimer's Association website, one of the things that is offered there is called Trial Match. So if you are a person who currently has been diagnosed diagnosed with a disease or if you have had the testing done and know that you're genetically predisposed and have the genes that could progress into Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia as you age, we do have what we call trial match on the Alzheimer's website. This is a way that if you want to participate in clinical trials to help us one day hopefully find a cure and at least, at the very least, expand our treatment options, then you can go to the ALZ.org website and you can look for trial match, and then it will from there give you the steps that you need to go through in order to be matched for a clinical trial.
See, and that is something that I think is really amazing to have that opportunity be given to people here, because really, when you look at what we've talked about before, where there really is not a huge number of treatments available right now that are at least FDA approved, this is something where really, if you are looking for the help that you need and you're not sure and you just want to give something a try and you think this might be worthwhile, this is really, in my opinion, a really good opportunity, because first of all, you're taking part in a clinical trial, which you know is handled very strictly and sternly and very professionally, but also you're getting an opportunity to possibly, you know, impact the future research that's being done on this, which I think is really helpful in the long run, whether it be helping you get the treatment that you need or whether it's helping everybody in the whole community find a solution to this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a great service, I think, that is offered, and it gives people the opportunity, like you said, to make that decision themselves if they want to be part of a clinical trial, and then it tries to match to the best one to suit that person's situation.
One more question that I have for you. If people want to find out more information about the Alzheimer's Association, what's the best place they can find you online?
The best place to find out more about the Alzheimer's Association and all that we have to offer is our website, which is ALZ.org.
If people are interested in getting signed up for it, what is the best way they can get signed up online?
If they go to act.alz.org/Warren_PA, that will take you directly to the Warren Walk website. And from there, you can register, donate, or join an existing team.
Amy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have a passion for helping others? Are you looking for a rewarding career where you can help to better the lives of others? Beacon Light Behavioral Health System currently has part-time and full-time career opportunities available that will meet your scheduling needs for a great work-life balance. They also offer competitive pay, benefits for full-timers, advancement opportunities, plus the availability of a generous commitment bonus for many positions. Beacon Light believes that every individual deserves the opportunity to achieve their fullest potential. Please consider joining their team by viewing their open positions at www.beacon-light.org/careers. They're an equal opportunity employer.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Thank you for joining me for the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. And today, joining me here on the Community Matters program are Nick Hoffman and Tim Giuliano, our sports broadcasters here on 92 Gold. Now, thank you two for taking some time to talk to me today. As we are getting ready and we look at the date today, we are less than 10 days away from the start of the Warren Dragons season. They've got a scrimmage coming up on Saturday. And what are your two thoughts on this? I mean, how is this season looking to shape up now that they've got a new coach and they've seen a lot of changes year to year?
Okay, I guess I'll go. I'm looking forward to it. This is a new era. We talked about this before with Cody Bupp taking over as head coach and Mark Morelli retired. He did a great job. But time to step down, I guess. He had his 100th win, which is fantastic. And I am excited to see Cody and how his team does. I spoke with him a little bit today, in fact, and one thing he did say to me was that he wanted to make sure that everybody on that team knew the job spots are wide open for competition, and even if you didn't play at all last year, we're going to give you a look. I like that, because then, you know, somebody like me who, when I did, I'll say I was on the team in high school and say I played, but, you know, a chance to get in there and maybe get on the kickoff team, the punt team, something like that, even if I'm not playing regularly. So this is, I think, going to be good for them.
That is a really interesting take on there, that they're giving the opportunity for more people to get in. Now, Nick, what are your thoughts?
I was going to build off that. I know, I mean, they have their seniors like Eric Dippold, Tommy Nyquist. They're going to be the stars of the show, basically. But then you look down the depth chart, and you're looking at a lot of sophomores, freshmen. You're going to have younger kids that are going to be giving you snaps, valuable snaps, that are going to have to rotate in there, give guys breathers. So I think it will be interesting to see which some of these younger guys are able to step up and become key contributors on the team.
You got a really good point with that as well. Now, one question that I've got for the two of you, and really, Nick, this might be a good one for you, being that I know in all of the years past, I'd always see you with the scorecard in front of your setup there, you know, keeping track of every single person's, you know, information. With that being said, and you look at the changes year over year and the seniors lost last year and the new faces that are coming in this year, what do you think about the talent lost versus the talent coming in? I mean, does it even out?
I know they lost some of their leading receiver, Caden Wright, last year, is gone. I think they're going to be looking for that wide receiver one that's going to kind of stand out and try to get the best relationship there with Eric Dippold. I mean, I know they have some guys that they threw the ball to last year, but I can't think of anyone at the moment.
I think, if I recall correctly, they threw the ball a fair amount to the running backs. Both Sens and Nyquist caught some passes. So we might see that again this year. And it's not, we know Nyquist will be back. Ethan, I believe, graduated. So that's a good thing to have in your back pocket, because he's such a talented guy once he gets the ball in his hands. And it gives Dippold a chance in this new offense, which probably, you know, there will be some changes, to establish a little confidence throwing the ball, and then maybe spread it out and go downfield. Because if your quarterback's not confident, it can affect everybody on that unit.
That's a really interesting way of looking at it, too. I think that you've got a really good point with that, Tim. Now, one other thing that I was kind of curious about and getting your opinion on as we look at this new team that we're looking at here, what I'm kind of wondering is, and like you mentioned, you know, the spots are kind of open and available for anyone that's going to fight for them. Do you think that there are going to be some changes this year just because of that open competition and, you know, new faces that are hoping to kind of work their way up?
I think so. I think you'll see maybe people at some new positions that got time last year but didn't play in that particular position. I think it'll take a few games, especially with a whole new coach, and I know there may be some returning assistants, but nonetheless, a different philosophy and a different scheme and all that stuff. It's going to take a while for them to get used to it because they're learning a whole new system. So, yeah, you'll see change. You might see different guys being tried at different spots for a little while until, you know, it gets established. But I just sense Cody's going to be a little more open, wide open, offensively and defensively with their schemes.
That is really interesting to think about. And it actually brings me to a question that I have been thinking about as well. Now, when you look at these changes and you talk about, you know, the fundamentals that change when you look at coaches switching like that, what I'm kind of wondering is, do you think that there's going to be a different pace on the offensive side with the momentum that they have as far as that goes? Do you think that we're going to see changes with the amount of times that they run versus pass?
I'm going to say probably. I think they're going to do whatever they can, I think, to get the ball in Tommy Nyquist's hands however they can. I think that's probably, he's probably going to be their wide receiver one, and he's going to be their running back. So whether it be through pitches, handoff, maybe run a screen for him or a little pass out to him that just let him use his skills to make offensive gains. I would say that's probably going to be the way they go. So, however, I guess it's going to depend opponent to opponent on what's going to work out best.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, if you have a horse, you ride the horse. And he's a phenomenally gifted athlete and can outrun just about anybody on the field. So if you can get him in space, get him the ball, good things are going to happen. And he will be the go-to guy. We may see some stars emerge, though, that we didn't anticipate, which I always like to see.
Yeah, that is something that is really exciting to think about. Now, one more question that I've got for you two as we get ready for this. How do you think the team is preparing? Have you heard anything about the weight room or the time off, the off season?
One thing Cody said to me today was he was pleased to see the gains that some of the ball players are making in the weight room over the last couple of months. So that's a good sign. I really didn't get in depth with him on that, but when he said that, I thought that's good, because I think a strong weight program, we've seen it for decades now, makes a big difference on the football field. And we saw Oil City, our first team we're going to play this year, the strength of the linemen and linebackers was quite noticeable last year and the year before that, because they've got a great program.
An interesting way to look at it, and actually that did lead me to kind of what I was wondering, and the last question that I had for you two. Again, I just keep saying last question, but it's almost like a dentist appointment, I guess. But now, with that being said, the last thing that I'm kind of wondering is, when we look at Oil City, going to be the first team that they're going to be playing against that's not a scrimmage match, what do you think they're going to come out with? Is there anything that you're expecting? Are they going to be
Ethan Knox?
They're going to run the ball with Ethan Knox, and then they're going to run it again with Ethan Knox, and then they're going to run it again to Ethan Knox.
Totally stop them.
And every now and then you see them a couple times a game. Once they kind of get the defense just stacking the box, they'll do a little pop pass to like one of their tight ends who could run for miles before anyone steps in their way. Mm-hmm. So you know what Oil City is going to bring at you. They put it right out there for you. We're going to run the ball. Mate, stop us.
Yeah.
And Ethan Knox is fast. He's elusive. He was getting recognition as one of the nation's leading rushers last year.
Well, when you gain, 700 yards in one contest, that's going to get attention. And he's got the package. He's a big kid, about 6'1", 6'2", 190, 195, can run like the wind, but he's strong, too. He will run over people if he has to.
That's going to be some interesting competition and challenge that they're going to have to face that first game. And really, I think that they're going to be ready for it. I hope that they're going to be ready for it. And I know you two are going to be ready for it. We're going to be bringing them coverage. We're going to be bringing them coverage of all of their different games. And it's going to be able to be streamed on our 92 Gold Facebook page. And it's going to be able to be listened to on 92.3 FM or 92goldwarrenradio.com. So there are a lot of different places that people can find the games. And just like last year, Dave Engstrom is going to be coming back with the Coach's Corner, so you'll have a preview of what you can expect with the game, and that's going to be from Dave. Now, with that being said, guys, I really appreciate you two coming by to talk about this stuff, and one more thing that I wanted to just ask you two is, what are you excited for as we get ready for this football season? What are you looking forward to?
I think just football season. I mean, I get excited to go and do games, and it's just fun to watch. And it'll be particularly interesting, I think, because this is a brand new system, and we don't really know what we're going to see yet. So we'll have to wait until, you know, a week from Friday.
I'd say, like TJ said, seeing the new system. I mean, when you have a new head coach, I mean, there's excitement. There's questions that you kind of keep note of to yourself, and you wait to see how they're answered. And I think it'll also be interesting to see the off-season progressions from guys like Dippold and Nyquist, who are going to be two of your big leaders. It'll be interesting to see how they take that step from their junior to senior year.
Awesome. Well, guys, I am really glad that we could be able to get this information out there and just kind of talk about what we can expect for this upcoming season. I am so excited for the Warren and Dragons football team and what they've got working on this year. So with that being said, I look forward to the upcoming games, and I will see you guys on Friday.
Okay, thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click Contact.